I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Yeah.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L. Beard, B-E-A-R-D.
Will you verify that shipping address for me?
2238 Lake Street, Fremont, Ohio. 43420.
Okay, this year you have this meal plan and your account have already been canceled.
All right, and what about the charges on my bank statement?
Okay, let's see, just hold one moment. Okay, so you're saying that you never placed this order at all?
No.
Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
There's nobody else that lives with me.
Will you verify your email for me?
CherylBeard1@iCloud.com.
And will you verify your phone number?
419-680-6841.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me, it's the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order.
No, but I did just get a new phone too, so. But I've had the same phone number.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, well, that phone number is 419-680-6841.
Yeah, I okay, got so a new phone, but not. I didn't change my phone number.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that fraud investigation.
Okay.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
I don't remember, no.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation. Hello?
Is this like something to try or is this for you? I don't know.
It's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
Prime trendy gadgets.
Well, would you like to go through with that investigation?
So do I have more than one of those on my thing or not?
You saying more than one charge?
Yeah, or is it just the first charge?
Okay, so basically you was billed twice.
Twice. What was the other month? This is 120 I'm looking at.
We billed you February 10th and January 20th.
February and when?
That's correct.
February and when?
January and February.
January, okay. No, I don't remember doing any of that, but I don't know. I don't see that one on my paperwork here yet. I see the one for 120. You said I have one for February. That's a problem when I don't get my papers on. I don't even see it on here for one, the other one. Maybe I haven't gotten it yet because this is one first month here.
Okay, I do understand your account. Okay, so would you like to go through with that investigation?
Well, I need to have it canceled and everything, yes.
Well, your account has already been canceled. So would you like to go through with fraud, or you just want to leave the account as is?
I don't want nothing else charged on my account, for sure. So I don't know what I have to do.
Well, your account has been canceled, and you will not receive anything else from us.
So what happens with the two charges or whatever? You said there was two of them?
Yes, would you like to go through it, fraud?
I guess I could have to, right? So has February been already charged on my account?
Yes, ma'am. So you saying that? Yes, ma'am. So you saying that you do want to go through it, fraud?
Yeah. So it's $49.89.
That's correct. Just hold one moment. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And I have confirmation for you to write as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I need them canceled for sure. I can't afford them things.
I have fully refunded you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and I have confirmation ready when you are.
Okay.
That will be C for Charlie.
All right.
9204.
Wait a minute. What was that again?
C for Charlie.
Trolley?
That's correct.
T for Charlie.
9204.
9. Okay.
350-85-85.
I know I didn't get all of that right because I got T for Trolley. Now it's 9204.
That's correct.
The number that I got. Right, and then 350-85.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, because I'm just going through my bank statements. See, I only get my bank statements like once every whatever I go to the bank and get them. And I'm filing these out on my paperwork here because I can't have them mailed to me because my daughter works at the post office. And she goes through my mail.
Yes, I do understand. Your account has been canceled and fully refunded. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No. I think that'll be it. I appreciate what you've done.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.